The following is a free-for-download audiobook from the website krishnapath.org. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 7, Unlimited Forms of Godhead. These 12 different Vaikuntha forms of Lord Krishna are known as the predominating deities for the 12 months. According to the Vaishnava Almanac, the months are called by the different names of Krishna. This calendar begins from the month of Maghasira, equivalent to late October-November. The month of November is known by the Vaishnavas as Keshava. December is called Narayan. January is called Madhav, and February is Govinda. March is Vishnu, April Vasudev, May Trivikram, and June Vamana. July is called Sridhar. August, Rishikesh. September is called Padmanava, and October is Damodar. This Damodar is different from the Damodar in Vraja. The name Damodar was given when Krishna was bound by ropes by his mother, but the Damodar form in the month of October is a different manifestation. Similarly, the Vaishnava community puts different marks on the body, and each mark is known by one of these 12 different names of the Supreme Lord. The mark on the forehead is called Keshava. On the belly, the breast, and the arms, there are different names, the same as those of the months. The four forms, Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha, are also expanded in the Vilasamurti. These are 8 in number, and their names are Purushottam, Achyuta, Nishinga, Janardana, Hari, Krishna, Adhoksaja, and Upendra. Out of these 8 names, 2 names, Adhoksaja and Purushottam, are the Vilas, or forms of Vasudev. Similarly, Upendra and Achyuta are the forms of Shankarshan. Nishinga and Janardana are the Vilas forms of Pradyumna, and Hari and Krishna are the 2 Vilas forms of Aniruddha. This Krishna is different from the original Krishna. These 24 forms are known as the Vilas manifestation of the Prabhav, four-handed form, and they are differently named according to the different position of the symbolic representations, that is, the mace, the disc, the lotus flower, and the conch shell. Out of these 24 forms, there is also a division of Vilas and Vaibhava. Names mentioned herein, such as Pradyumna, Trivikram, Vamana, Hari, and Krishna, are also different in features. Then, coming to the Prabhava Vilas of Krishna, which is Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha, there are a total of 24 further variations. All of them have Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky, which are situated in 8 different directions. And, although each of them is eternally in the spiritual sky, still, some of them manifest in the material world also. In the spiritual sky, all the planets are dominated by the feature of Narayan, are eternal, and the topmost planet in the spiritual sky is called Krishna Loka. That Krishna Loka is divided into 3 different portions, Gokul, Mathura, and Dwarka. In the Mathura portion, the form of Keshava is always situated. He is also represented on this earthly planet. In India, there is a place called Mathura where Keshava Murti is worshipped, and similarly, there is a Purushottam form in Jagannath Puri in Orissa. In Anandaranya, there is the form of Vishnu, and in Mayapur, the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, there is the form of Hari. Many other forms are situated elsewhere on this earthly planet. Not only in this universe, but in all the other universes, such forms are distributed everywhere. On this earthly planet also, it is indicated that all the world is divided into 7 islands, and it is understood that on each and every island there are similar forms. But at the present moment, they are found only in India. They are indicated to be in other parts of the world, but at present, there is no information telling where they are situated. But from Vedic literature, we can understand that there are forms in other parts of the world. These different forms of Krishna are distributed all over the world, and the universes to give pleasure to the devotees. Not that the devotees are only born in India. Actually, in all parts of the world, there are devotees who have simply forgotten their identity. Such forms incarnate come not only to give pleasure to the devotee, but to re-establish devotional service and to perform other activities which vitally concern the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some of them are incarnations, as mentioned in the scriptures, such as the Vishnu incarnation, Trivikram incarnation, Nrisimha incarnation, and Vamana incarnation. In the Siddhanta Samhita, there is a description of the 24 forms of Vishnu, named differently in terms of the different symbolic representations in the four hands. When describing the different portions of paraphernalia in the hands of Vishnumurti, the counting should begin first with the lower right hand, then to the upper right hand, next to the lower left hand, and lastly to the lower left hand. In this way, Vasudeva is represented by club, conch shell, wheel, and lotus flower. Shamkirshan is represented by club, conch, shell, lotus flower, and wheel. Similarly, Pradyumna is represented by wheel, conch shell, club, and lotus flower. Aniruddha is represented by wheel, club, conch shell, and lotus flower. In the spiritual sky, the representations of Narayan, 20 in number, are calculated as follows. Hrishikesh is represented by conch shell, wheel, flower, and club. Narayan is represented by conch shell, lotus flower, club, and wheel. Sri Madhava is represented by club, wheel, conch shell, and lotus flower. Sri Govinda is represented by wheel, club, lotus flower, and conch shell. Vishnumurti is represented by club, lotus flower, conch shell, and wheel. Madhusudan is represented by wheel, conch shell, lotus flower, and club. Trivikram is represented by lotus flower, club, wheel, and lotus flower. Sridhar is represented by lotus flower, wheel, club, and conch shell. Padmanabha is represented by conch shell, lotus flower, wheel, and club. Damodar is represented by lotus flower, wheel, club, and conch shell. Purushottama is represented by wheel, lotus flower, conch shell, and club. Sri Achyuta is represented by club, lotus flower, wheel, and conch shell. Sri Nrisimha is represented by wheel, lotus flower, club, and conch shell. Janardhan is represented by lotus flower, wheel, conch shell, and club. Sri Hari is represented by conch shell, wheel, lotus flower, and club. Sri Krishna is represented by conch shell, club, lotus flower, and wheel. Adhoksaja is represented by lotus flower, club, conch shell, and wheel. Upendra is represented by conch shell, club, wheel, and lotus flower. According to the Harashira Pancharatra, there are 16 forms, and they are all different in name, in terms of the wheel and club being differently situated. The conclusion is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. He is called Lila Purushottam, and he is principally in Vrindavan as the son of Nanda. It is also learned from the Harashirsha Pancharatra that 9 forms are protecting 2 Puris, known as the Mathura Puri and the Dwarka Puri. The 4 forms of Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. And besides these 4 forms, there are Narayan forms, Nrisimha forms, Harigriva forms, Varaha forms, and Brahma. The above descriptions are different manifestations of the Prakash and Vilas forms of Lord Krishna. Now, Lord Chaitanya informs Sanatana Goswami that there are different forms of the Svamsa also. Svamsa forms are divided into the Shankarshan division and the incarnation division. From the Shankarshan divisions come the 3 Purusha avatars, Karunadakshai Vishnu, Garbhadakshai Vishnu, and Shiradakshai Vishnu. The other division is called Lila avatars, such as the Lord's incarnation as a fish, as a tortoise, etc. There are 6 kinds of incarnations. Number 1, the Purusha avatar incarnations. 2, the Lila avatar incarnations. 3, the Guna avatar. 4, the Manu avatar. 5, the Yuga avatar. And 6, the Shaktivesh avatar. Out of 6 kinds of Vilas manifestations of Krishna, there are 2 divisions based on his age. They are called Balya and Pagonda. The original form of Krishna as the son of Nanda enjoys in 2 forms of childhood, namely Balya and Pagonda. The conclusion is that there is no end to the expansions and incarnations of Krishna. Here, Lord Chaitanya describes some of them to Sanatan just to give him an idea of how the Lord is expanding and how he is enjoying. This is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the first canto, third chapter. It is said that there is no limit to the emanations and incarnations of the Supreme Lord, just as there is no limit to the waves of the ocean. Krishna's first incarnation is the three Purusha avatars, namely the Mahavishnu, or Karunadakshai avatar, the Garbhadakshai avatar, and Shiradakshai avatar. This is confirmed in the Sashvata Tantra. Krishna's energies are also divisible into three: his energy of thinking, his energy of feeling, and his energy of acting. In his energy of thinking, he is the Supreme Lord. In his energy of feeling, he is Lord Vasudev. And in his energy of acting, he is Shankarshan, Balaram. Without thinking, feeling, and acting, there could be no possibility of the creation. Although there is no creation of the spiritual world, there is the creation of this material world. But both the spiritual world and the material world are manifestations of the energy of acting, in the form of Shankarshan and Balaram, of Krishna. The spiritual world, the Vaikuntha planets, and Krishna Loka is situated in his energy of thinking. Although there is no creation of the eternal spiritual world, still it is to be understood that they depend on the thinking energy of the Supreme Lord. This thinking energy is described in the Brahma Samhita, 5th chapter, 2nd verse. It is said there that the supreme abode, known as Goloka, is manifested just like a lotus flower, with hundreds of petals. Everything is manifested by the Ananta, or Valaram, or Shankarshan form. The material cosmic manifestation and the different universes are manifest through the Maya, or material energy. The material nature, or material energy, is not the cause of all this cosmic manifestation. It is caused by the Supreme Lord, by his different expansions through the material nature, and without the superintendence of the Supreme Lord, there is no possibility of any creation. The form by which the energy of the material nature works to bring about creation is called Shankarshan. It is understood that under the superintendent energy of the Supreme Lord, this cosmic manifestation is created. The example is given. Iron becomes hot in contact with fire, and when it is red hot, it is just like fire. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 46th chapter, it is said that Rama and Krishna are the origin of all living entities. These two personalities enter into everything. A list of the incarnations occurs in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 3rd chapter, as follows. 1. Kumars. 2. Narada. 3. Varaha. 4. Matsya. 5. Jaga. 6. Naranarayan. 7. Kardami Kapil, 8. Dutatreya, 9. Hayashirsha, 10. Hansa, 11. Durvapriya Prishnigarva, 12. Rishava, 13. Pritu, 14. Nishinga, 15. Kurma, 16. Danvantari, 17. Mohini, 18. Vamana, 19. Bhargava, 20. Raghavendra, 21. Vyas, 22. Pralambari Valaram, 13. Krishna, 24. Buddha, and 25. Kalki. Almost all of these 25 Lila avatars appear in one day of Brahma, which is called a Kalpa, and sometimes they are called Kalpa avatars. Out of these, the incarnation of Hansa Mohini is not permanent. But Kapila, Dattatreya, Rishava, Danvantari, and Vyas are five eternal forms, and they are more celebrated. The incarnations of the tortoise, the fish, Naranarayan, Baraha, Haigriva, Prishnigarbha, and Valadev are considered as incarnations of Vaibhava. Similarly, there are three incarnations of the qualitative modes of nature. They are called Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Of the Manvantara avatars, there are 14. 1. Jaga, 2. Bibhu, 3. Satyasena, 4. Hari, 5. Vaikuntha, 6. Arjit, 7. Vaman, 8. Sarvabhauma, 9. Rishava, 10. Vishvaksain, 11. Dharmasetu, 12. Sudam, 13. Yogeshwar, and 14. Viratbanu. Out of these 14 Manvantara incarnations, Jaga and Vamana are also Leela avatars. But the balance are pastime Manvantara avatars. These 14 Manvantara avatars are also known as Baiva avatars. The four Yuga avatars are also described in the Bhagavatam. In the Satyuga, the incarnation of God is white. In the Treta Yuga, the incarnation of God is red. And in the Dwapara Yuga, the incarnation of God is blackish, and the incarnation of the Kali Yuga is also blackish, but sometimes, in a special Kali Yuga, the color is yellowish. So far as the Shaktivesha avatars are concerned, they include Kapila and Rishava, the Shaktivesha avatar, Ananta, Brahma. Sometimes the Lord himself becomes Brahma. Satyasena as the incarnation of knowledge, Narada as the incarnation of devotional service, King Prithu as the incarnation of administrative power, and Rishava as the incarnation of subduing evil principles.